I want to commend your department in bringing forward. As a festival director myself, I'm acutely aware of the challenges in relation to major festivals like our own, but also the grassroots music venue supports. So this was much welcome. But I must say it's devastating to learn that how you divvied out this money, that it was first come, first served, and that there is no venue, not one venue, north of Galway or west of Louth that actually got money, despite the fact that there are sound technicians, music technicians and artists that are playing in venues that were eligible, but that whole region has been left out because of the criteria that you used within your department. I think you need to really examine this quickly. Some of these venues need the support, and I would ask you to reconsider the decisions that you've made.
Thanks, Lascan Corlin. I propose to take questions 128 and 138 together. I launched the Grassroots Music Venue Support Scheme in March of this year to support small established music venues that promote themselves and are known in the community for programming grassroots music artists in recognition of the contribution that they make to the industry and the wider nighttime economy. The scheme aims to provide employment opportunities for emerging artists and professionals, including production staff and crew who are dependent on live performances. The scheme operated with a total fund of €500,000, and grants were available up to a maximum of €15,000 to host events showcasing the talent of emerging grassroots artists performing live music that have been written or created themselves. The scheme was extremely popular, and it was closed in early April as it was oversubscribed. A total of 96 applicants were received by the department. Applications were assessed by the officials strictly by order of date and time of receipt, and all venues had to meet the eligibility criteria and conditions of funding in accordance with the guidelines of the scheme. Of the 96 applications received, a total of 45 were eligible for funding, and I recently announced the names of the 33 venues that were awarded funding under the scheme. Of the 45 eligible for funding, there was a broad geographical spread, with over 40% of the venues located outside of major cities and 70% outside of Dublin. The majority of eligible applications were from Munster, with a total of 19 venues eligible for funding. 13 applications were eligible for funding from Dublin, 10 from Leinster, 2 from Connacht and 1 in Ulster. I acknowledge that the number of eligible applications for Ulster is low. However, we only received 4 applications for funding from the province and 6 in total from the North West. Unfortunately, we could not allocate funds to the remaining 12 applications based on available resources, and my officials have written to all of the successful applicants to ask if they will use their full allocation, and should the funding become available, they will redistribute the funding to the next available applicant on the list. And I understand that there may be disappointed applicants, but I've already stated in the House and earlier today again that I recognise the value of the scheme, and I am committed to considering another phase in the not too distant future.
Thank you, Minister.
Minister, as I said, I welcome the scheme. I welcome the fact that there was money there. What was announced was that the scheme was open. There was a closing date for it. I know, for example, of a venue that is located in Donegal. The only venue in Donegal that would be eligible for the scheme is the Social in Gweedore. And just to give you an example, and you'd be aware of it because all the details were provided, the Social operated 84 eligible events. That's 84 grassroots events during the 2 years that the scheme was for. That means that they were, on average, nearly operating one of these events every single week in a standalone facility, not a pub, but in a standalone facility, ticketed events from people like the Hothouse Flowers in some cases to others like Myrne Bradley and others, and people from right across the island of Ireland, supporting sound engineers, supporting lighting engineers, and supporting, most importantly, the acts themselves. Not one venue in the North West, to my knowledge, has been granted this money. You announced a scheme that went from 5,000 up to 10,000 euro, or from 5,000 up to 15,000 euro, and you decided that 12 eligible applicants would get no money whatsoever. What could have been done here by your department, which would be fairer in my view, is every eligible applicant could have got over 11,000 euro. There was €500,000 available, over 11,000 euro. But you have decided to say it's first come, first served, and despite the fact, for example, in terms of the Social, their application was in within a week with your department. But they were just basically says, no, somebody got in there before you, and that's it. That's completely unfair. And look, good luck to all the venues who got the support. But I would imagine, and you will have that data, that there are very few that actually are as active and had as many eligible events as the Social in Gweedore. So the question I have to you, and it chimes of what Jim McGuinness has been talking about in terms of Donegal GA for a while, do you not recognise that there is grassroots venue in the Northwest, that there is acts that need to be supported in the Northwest in terms of these venues, that there are sound engineers, technicians that need to have a way of life as a result of that. And the nighttime economy initiative in Buncrana is completely different. Minister. There is no venue in Buncrana that fits this eligibility. There's no venue in Donegal, Sligo, or indeed Monaghan that fits the criteria that you've said, bar the social. Please.
Yeah, look, I've outlined the rationale, Lascon Corla, for the distribution of the scheme, and I said that I'm committed to additional schemes in the future of this nature. And I think it would be, you know, remiss of the deputy to try and run down the officials in the department who had... Ultimately, this was a pilot scheme. We tried to get the money out as quickly as possible. I've outlined the amount of people outside of Dublin that got it. You know, no matter what way the officials in the department were going to distribute this money, they were going to be wrong in somebody's eyes. They've done a very good job, and I would hope that there would be cross-party support for the continuation of the scheme for Budget 2026, and we'd have a bigger pool of money, and that we'd be able to address all of the disappointed. And they're disappointed in a lot of other counties as well, Deputy Doherty, that you haven't referenced. But regarding to the nighttime economy officer, and I'm glad you referenced that, there's a lot of towns in the country that are way smaller than Buncrana and way bigger than Buncrana that don't have it. You didn't reference that in your retort to me there, but I'm sure that they're working very closely, and I'll be able to evaluate their work as well in the not too distant future. But with regard to this scheme, it's my intention to have a repeat of it as soon as possible, and when I have the necessary resources, we will be able to evaluate this one, the output that it's been able to have, and we'll also hopefully be able to address some, but maybe not all, of the disappointment.
Doherty.
Minister, I'm a Donegal TD. I'm not going to be standing up here and saying that you did a great job when you've excluded the entire Northwest from this support scheme, when the venue that I'm talking about is actually providing more grassroots events than many of the others that were eligible. I'm sure you'll be delighted when you go back to Limerick. How many in Limerick got the grant? I think four or five, was it, in your own county? But that's good for them. I support every single grassroots venue. I support every single festival. I think that is really, really important. But in terms of Donegal, in terms of the Northwest, there is an industry there that needs to be supported as well. And the idea that you decided without telling the applicants that it's a first-come, first-served basis is simply wrong. There was enough money in that pool, even though it was limited as it was, and I commend you for being able to secure that as a pilot project, but to actually ensure that every eligible venue got the support. And why is that important? Because it's the acts that get the support. It is the sound engineers that get the support. It is the lighting engineers that get the support. And there are people in my county and in the North West who need that support just as much as they need it in Limerick, in Cork and in Dublin. You've made a major mistake in relation to how this was allocated. You have completely ignored the North West in relation to this here, and I am appealing to you, because this is not a huge amount of money for the other 12 eligible applicants that should be provided. It's about €150,000, and you should at least make an appeal to the Minister for Public Expenditure or within your own department to make sure that every single eligible applicant gets their fair share in relation to this support.
Yeah, and thanks, Deputy, for the single transferable speech, because no matter what I did in this, you were going to be opposed to it anyway. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, there was one eligible application from Ulster, and I have said and made it very clear that as soon as we get an opportunity to have a second scheme, I'm sure you will have all of the wisdom of Job in terms of being able to articulate what should be in the next scheme. My priority in this was my priority in this. You've had a good run now for your video. My priority here was to get the maximum amount of money out to the maximum amount of locations, and rather than actually run down the locations that got it, I think your party should be supportive of the locations that got it rather than running them down.
Thanks very much.
On which map of the world and which map of Ireland do you believe what the good regional spread means? No venue north of Galway or west of Louth is good regional spread. If you think that is true, then you're off your rock.
How's your infrastructure minister doing? Has your infrastructure minister heard of the North West and the hames they made of the A5?
Will you make way for the tarnisher there? He'll just come in now.
I don't want to interrupt. Round two.